Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There was much news last week that will have a long-lasting impact on Americans and people around the world. You had two major U.S. Supreme Court decisions affecting illegal aliens in the 2010 health care law. A so-called final solution to Europe's fiscal crisis was announced, though it is nothing of the sort. There was another development last week that I think will have greater long-term impact than these other events. Last Thursday was a deadline the U.S. government had set for other nations to cease trading with the Central Bank of Iran. The threat to those countries that did not comply was being prohibited from using the SWIFT system for settling international transactions. The global impact of being cut off from the SWIFT system is significant enough that Iran said it would constitute an act of war. The demand had a modest impact on most European nations, who mostly knuckled under to comply. It was different in Asia. China and India are major Iranian trading partners. They are the largest importers of Iranian oil. India even looked into the possibility of paying Iran with gold. China announced that it would launch a competing system for settling international transactions that did not use U.S. dollars. Such a move would reduce demand for dollars and strike a blow to the U.S. government and economy. Several nations and businesses circumvented the demand by using third parties to disguise the transactions. Still, as the deadline approached, India, China, and Russia obviously would not meet the U.S. government demands. When the deadline arrived, the U.S. government, home of the world's largest economy, blinked. It extended the deadline 6 months. What? It means that the U.S. government's financial clout is no longer powerful enough to automatically force other countries to do Washington's bidding. It means that the international use of dollars has declined so much that some other nations can openly defy the U.S. It means that foreign governments realize that the U.S. government will destroy the U.S. dollar and cripple America's economy. 6 months from now, the U.S. government will have even less financial clout to boss other nations. Politicians in Washington know it, as do other governments. It is a clear sign that the U.S. dollar is on the way out. The decision of the U.S. government to extend this deadline is your warning to protect your wealth by getting out of dollar-denominated paper assets such as stocks, bonds, and cash, and convert them into assets that will hold their value. Gold and silver have a track record of holding their values that go back thousands of years. There are other options. Protect yourself sooner than later. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.